Radiation evokes primal fear in most of us. Images of mushroom clouds, hazmat suits, and invisible silent death. Yet this invisible force shapes our world in ways both terrifying and miraculous. Timothy J. Jorgensen's Strange Glow illuminates this misunderstood phenomenon with scientific clarity and historical depth. What makes radiation so fascinating is how it exists as both villain and hero in our modern story, capable of destroying cells and saving lives, powering cities and devastating them. Our relationship with radiation mirrors humanity's journey with electricity, from fear and superstition to understanding and harnessing its power. But unlike electricity, radiation remains mysterious to most people, creating a fear that often exceeds its actual danger. By understanding its true nature, we can transform our relationship with radiation from blind fear to informed respect. Radiation is simply energy in motion, traveling through space as waves or particles. While most radiation is invisible, light is the one type we can see. The electromagnetic spectrum ranges from low-energy radio waves with wavelengths as long as football fields to high-energy gamma rays with wavelengths smaller than an atom's nucleus. X-rays and gamma rays carry enough energy to knock electrons from atoms, a process called ionization that can damage living tissue. Think of radiation like ocean waves hitting a beach. Short, frequent waves, like X-rays, deliver more energy than long, lazy waves, like radio. This difference in wavelength explains why your cell phone signal passes harmlessly through walls, while medical X-rays penetrate flesh but are stopped by bone. It's also why some radiation forms can damage DNA while others cannot. What makes radiation particularly challenging for our brains to assess is its invisibility. We've evolved to fear things we can see, smell, or hear, predators, fire, storms, but radiation triggers none of these senses. This invisibility creates a cognitive blind spot where fear fills the void left by understanding. How many of us fear airport scanners or cell phones while happily sunbathing, exposing ourselves to ultraviolet radiation that causes over 1 million skin cancers annually? In 1895, Wilhelm Röntgen discovered X-rays by chance when he noticed a fluorescent screen glowing during vacuum tube experiments. These invisible rays could penetrate flesh while revealing denser materials like bone. After capturing the first X-ray, an image of his wife's hand that famously prompted her to exclaim, "I have seen my own death," Röntgen published his findings. The impact was immediate. Within weeks, doctors worldwide adopted X-rays to locate bullets and diagnose fractures, marking an extraordinarily rapid transition from laboratory to clinical use. Röntgen, choosing not to patent his discovery for the benefit of humanity, was awarded the first Nobel Prize in Physics in 1901. A month after Röntgen's publication, Emil Grubbe pioneered using X-rays to treat cancer patients. His method of administering multiple small radiation doses proved effective, though the underlying principle, that rapidly dividing cancer cells are more susceptible to radiation, wasn't understood until later. This discovery laid the foundation for modern radiation therapy, now saving millions of lives annually. Anton Becquerel discovered natural radioactivity in 1896 while studying uranium compounds, finding they emitted radiation spontaneously without external stimulation. Marie and Pierre Curie advanced this work, processing pitchblende ore to isolate radium and polonium, discoveries that earned them a Nobel Prize. Marie's notebooks remain so radioactive they require lead-lined storage and protective handling. Atomic stability depends on the proton-neutron ratio in a nucleus. When imbalanced, atoms undergo radioactive decay to achieve stability. For example, carbon-14, with 6 protons and 8 neutrons, decays into nitrogen-14's balanced 7 protons and neutrons. Each radioisotope has a characteristic half-life, the time for half its atoms to decay. These range from billions of seconds to billions of years. Carbon-14's 5,730-year half-life makes it ideal for dating ancient artifacts, serving as a reliable atomic clock for archaeology and paleontology. Ernest Rutherford's 1909 gold foil experiment revealed the atom's structure when alpha particles unexpectedly bounced back, like firing a 15-inch shell at tissue paper and having it come back to hit you. This discovery disproved the plum pudding model, showing atoms were mostly empty space with a dense nucleus. To explain how atoms held together without their positive charges tearing them apart, Rutherford proposed neutrons, particles with proton mass but no charge. His colleague James Chadwick confirmed their existence in 1932, completing the basic atomic model. That year, John Cockcroft and Ernest Walton achieved the first controlled atom splitting. Their measurements showed the products weighed less than the reactants, apparently violating mass conservation. Einstein's E equals mc² provided the solution, proving mass and energy were interchangeable. During fission, lost mass converts to energy. The implications were profound. 1 gram of matter converted to energy could yield 90 trillion joules, equal to 10,000 lightning bolts. This understanding enabled both nuclear power and weapons, transforming humanity's relationship with energy and warfare. Theoretical physics had become the most practical and dangerous science on Earth. Early radiation research claimed many unwitting victims. The radium girls of the 1920s, factory workers who painted watch dials with radioactive paint, suffered terribly after being instructed to point brushes with their lips. The ingested radium settled in their bones, causing devastating effects, disintegrating jaws, lost teeth, and ultimately death from bone cancer and anemia. The tragedy led to crucial workplace safety measures, including protective equipment and the establishment of occupational exposure limits. Even the wealthy weren't spared. Industrialist Eben Byers died in 1932 after consuming 1,400 bottles of Radithor, a radium-based medicine, his death making headlines when his jaw detached. Marie Curie herself succumbed to radiation-induced anemia in 1937, her years of exposure leaving her laboratory notebooks so radioactive they remain in lead-lined boxes today. Today, we face radiation exposure decisions across medical procedures and environmental concerns. Understanding risk-benefit relationships helps inform our choices. Medical imaging provides clear examples of radiation exposure trade-offs. Arm X-rays deliver just 0.001 millisieverts, with a minimal lifetime cancer risk of 1 in 20 million. Whole-body CT scans deliver 20 millisieverts, 20,000 times more, warranting judicious use when medically necessary. Environmental radiation varies significantly. Radon gas in homes presents an often overlooked risk. The EPA recommends levels below 4 picocuries per liter to prevent increased lung cancer risk, especially for smokers. Testing and improved ventilation can reduce this risk substantially. Common concerns about radiation from cell phones, microwave ovens, and airport scanners are largely unfounded. Cell phones emit non-ionizing radiation below safety thresholds. Despite cell phone use rising from 0% to 90% since 1980, brain cancer rates remain unchanged, unlike the clear link between smoking and lung cancer. Understanding radiation's properties, measuring its effects, and weighing context-specific risks against benefits enables wise decisions. Like electricity before it, radiation has evolved from a feared force to an essential tool that, used properly, enhances our lives significantly.